So, often when people speak in this manner, they usually prepare, because they are people who want to be heard, and they've actually got something to say. And it's not as if to say, I don't have anything to say, because I do, but typically, I know I have to. In fact, I kind of owe it to people to say what needs to be said by me. Because when you arrive, and I've kind of arrived, when you arrive, well, it's only polite really to say something when everyone's looking at you to say it. But it's almost been pre-planned in your honour for people to listen to you for this moment. And I do have to ask, why me? Why do I have this honour? Because my entire life's work has been to repel you, to frustrate you, and to try to push you down so I can teach you that, so although it would used to appear that I'm better than you, and now I've reached a point where I don't really want to do that anymore. Because I don't feel in that way insecure, but things need to be said at the moment. I feel like I'm in a position now where I'm being made to say them. Because you find me on some level inspiring. In fact, you've actually said that to me on messages. You get quite a lot of messages saying that I'm so inspiring. I read those messages like every day, and I read them and I get these little compliments. But the compliments just seem so kind of, to me, they're praising me for things that I find really, really easy. Like, for example, someone said to me that I talk in a way that nobody else talks. By that, they said that they meant I don't sound like anyone else, or I'm not trying to sound like anyone else but me. It's quite telling, because it indicates to me that everyone else is trying to sound like somebody else. So is that the kind of world that we live in, where everyone's sort of imitating other things that other people say? I have no real truck with language, in all honesty. In fact, I don't have any truck with anything. I'm not really here. Even though I've arrived, I'm not here. Because I don't actually belong inside this body to the point where I'm not actually in it. I'm somewhere else. And you might be able to relate to that, because you've watched other people before. What I feel like is I'm watching myself perform these actions. But the place where I'm actually at is somewhere else. But I can't quite feel it. I can't quite feel where it is. But neither can I feel where I am. And there's very few people that, I mean, I've spoken to people of quite serious issues who feel this way, or feel in a similar way that the world isn't in reach of them. One of the things I add on to that is the world is not in reach for me sometimes. Whereas I feel like that all the time. And I wonder if that is why you find me so unique. Is it because I don't actually exist here, so I don't have any frame of reference. Apart from, like, if your experience of reality is kaleidoscopic, then your frame of reference, you're not going to have any cultural frames of reference. You're not going to have, anything to imitate apart from, like, fragments. And I wonder if maybe that's why I don't connect. It's because I'm not seeing anything in the same way that you would. And what you're asking of me is to teach you to see the way that I see. And that is a responsibility. I can't say I feel like it's a responsibility I don't want. But neither do I feel it's responsibility I do want. To be a luminary, like a leading light, a leader. Maybe that the reason why I'd be a good leader, or why you'd recognise me as a good leader, is because I don't know where I am. Thank you.
Thank you.